Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two of the show, Friday night edition, here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
Sandwich too.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can go and visit our bulletin board system with over 74,000 posts for you to surf around through. Well over 1,000 people interacting, all for free, online at freetalklive.com. So go check that out. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, give them a call, toll-free 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org.
You okay there, buddy?
I'm just fine. Had some, just had a little snack there during the break.
Yeah.
It was coming back up.
Pepperoni.
Yes, indeed. All right, so bring up anything. Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Until then, we'll talk about Chris Wilson, the Polk County webmaster. This is from freechris.org. The Polk County webmaster for nowthatseffedup.com, obviously can't say the full name of that site, was just released from jail, where he was being held with no bond. This is news from yesterday, so this is fresh. Due to continued operation of his website after he bonded out, Wilson was originally arrested on 301 counts of violating Florida's obscenity laws.
Boy, that kid must have a foul mouth.
The state filed three separate counts for each image or video clip that it felt was obscene, despite the requirement that obscene materials be taken as a whole under the Miller test. So according to the law itself, you have to look at it all at once and decide whether or not, is this website obscene? Not,
right,
is every single image a different count of obscenity?
Yeah, well, it's what? Did you say it was Polk County?
Polk County.
That explains everything. Right there. I mean, that...
Can you explain why that explains
Polk
everything?
Polk County is to Tampa Bay as Georgia is to Florida.
Okay.
Polk County is to Tampa Bay as...
Polk County's like the real south, then, of Florida.
Indiana is to Chicago.
Okay.
You know.
I gotcha. Well, the trial court revoked Wilson's bond and ordered him held with no bond since he allegedly continued to allow users to post on his website, again, now that's effedup.com, which the state claimed to be obscene. Most of the images involved still pictures of erect penises poking through glory holes.
Wilson, what is a glory hole?
Glory hole is a hole in a wall, for instance, where you will insert, and then there's somebody on the other side. You don't really know who.
To take a picture?
To give you some glory.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Okay.
You want glory.
Seems like a bad idea.
Well,
you get hurt.
I guess it depends on who's on the other side. Wilson remained in jail since December 16th, despite, this is the one of his lawyers writing this, despite our firm's filing motions for immediate release with the appellate court, the Florida Supreme Court, and even the U.S. Supreme Court. Relief finally came today when the Second District Court of Appeal ordered Wilson to be released immediately. The state made one final attempt to keep Wilson in jail by filing a motion for stay of the court's writ of habeas corpus, but the court immediately denied the motion and faxed the order out after hours this evening. The grounds for the court's order are unclear at this point, and a full opinion will follow the initial order of the release soon. In the event the appellate court rules that the obscenity laws do not apply to the Internet, as argued in our papers, or that the evidence was illegally gathered, such a ruling could gut the prosecution's case and result in a complete dismissal of the underlying case. So it'll be interesting to follow this and see what happens, because as Mr. Walters points out here, this has tremendous potential for establishing precedent for the Internet.
Let's be clear that this isn't just, as much as I was saying before, this isn't some podunk, hillbilly who's bringing these charges against this guy. If there's been this much activity on this case, then I think Bob Butterworth is the attorney general in Florida. Reprehensible individual, by the way. Awful authoritarian Republican.
Of course.
I don't care Republican or Democrat. He's a terrible authoritarian that'll do anything in order to... He intends to be governor one day.
Right.
That kind of crap.
Mm-hmm.
So, then I would vote for a Democrat just to keep him out. I would. I'd vote for anything in order to keep Bob Butterworth out of position. Anyhow, Bob Butterworth knows about this.
Because of course he does.
There's been so much activity on this case, and he could have told this guy to stand down if he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So this goes all the way up to the entire level.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what happens here, because if this guy continues to be prosecuted and he loses...
You know, they can put the one guy in jail if he loses. Why can't they take the prosecutors and put them in jail if they lose? Oh, I mean, they took this guy's freedom. They should have to compensate for that freedom.
Yeah, yeah. If you wrongly accuse somebody, or if you if your accusations just totally fail as a prosecutor, and you've been found to have set someone up or jacked the case,
and you're making crap up as you go, this is obscene.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, really, there should be some kind of compensation here. There should be reciprocity. I don't care if they have to write him a nice check or if they have to do the same amount of jail time he did, but they're just making crap up and seeing if they can flex their muscles.
Right.
Well, I want to be a big time.
Well,
I want to be the attorney general one day, so I'm going to have to do some fancy stuff here.
It's all part of this new war on obscenity that's going on in this country. Now, they haven't officially named it as
such. They should actually let the guy kick him in the nuts. That's what they
should be nice.
Yeah,
I'd like to see more prosecutors get a good swift kick to the nuts. But in this case, well, here's another case for you, man. Which related adult distributor Sanford Wasserman from Billings, Montana, who sold videos such as Physically Raped, Anything Goes, and Rape and Sodomize, has been sentenced by a federal judge to 5 years in prison without the possibility of parole for conspiring to distribute obscene videotapes. U.S. Attorney Bill Mercer called Wasserman's 5-year sentence one of the stiffest imposed in a recent obscenity case. He was 65 years old at the time of his sentencing, and he allegedly conspired with another man of Montana to distribute obscene videos through FedEx and the U.S. Postal Service. And so they go on to categorize these videos as rapes involving urination, defecation, and sadistic masochistic conduct. Obviously,
yucky.
Some sick, twisted footage.
Yuck.
But they weren't real. You know, these weren't real rapes being caught on video. They were staged.
Well, you would have to prove whether or not they were real rapes.
Right, and that wasn't what they were alleging anyway.
Right.
They were just alleging that they were obscene. But here we are, 5 years in prison over this, man, which they are starting to put people away for making videotapes that other people want to buy.
Well,
other people want this stuff.
Well, just to be clear, I think that there's something wrong with wanting to view this, but I have watched many, many, many films that depict murder.
Yeah.
Terminator would be a great example.
Sure.
Lots of people getting shot in there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
obscene.
I don't consider that sick.
No, I don't either, but somebody could.
Somebody absolutely could. So, I mean, I'm sure.
But I don't see a war on violent movies coming anytime in the future.
No.
In this country. Because we're okay with violence in America. Violence is fine. It's that sex thing that these prosecutors and these politicians have a problem with. So they're going to start putting people in jail, and they already have. They've already shown. We've read some reports about how they've raided people's websites. They've gone in and stolen people's web servers and not even bothered to return them. They're just sitting on them. And, oh, we're investigating. Well, bring me my servers back. That's my livelihood. This is how I make my money. Well, we're investigating. Well, what are you investigating me for? We can't tell you that. But wait a minute, this is America! I'm providing a service to people. Whether or not you like it isn't the issue. If you went to nowthatseffedup.com, you'd see a warning page first thing and foremost, you know, saying, hey, are you going to be offended by the stuff on this website? Here's a description of some of the things you'll see on this website. Are you going to be offended by this? If so, go away. Why isn't that good enough?
You would think it would be.
Apparently, in this new day and age of America, the new moral America, it's coming back. The moral America is back, thanks to these zealous prosecutors. They're going to protect all of our children from seeing images of sex and rape and things like that. These people
are
seeking it out.
They're not going to protect anything. That's so stupid. They're not going to protect anybody from anything.
Of course not.
Because if you stop every American, suppose for a second that there's competency in this law enforcement that we have going on. Just imagine for a second. I know it's hard because there's not.
Mm-hmm.
They can't keep drugs out of prisons.
Of course not.
In America. But let's suppose they can stop every porn site in America. This all they're going to do is have porn sites coming from around the world. The people
but then
are still
we need to install blocking filters on every single computer and stop people from being able to see sex on a consensual basis.
People
this
are
is
insane.
This is so nuts. 800-259-5791. Adam's on the line with a cop story for us. Your calls about whatever's on your mind. You take control of the show. It is Free Talk Live.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. Bring up anything you want. Political issue, personal problem, you take control. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there. We have dozens of ladies that have sent us their photograph. We put them up on our website. And it's not just any old photo. It's one specifically taken for Free Talk Live. In fact, our newest Shriner is going up over the weekend. So if you're on our updates list at updates.freetalklive.com, you'll know exactly when that happens. We're looking forward to adding Lois. Not just a Shriner, but also an amplifier. So she's the upper echelon of the Shriners.
Right at the top.
Yeah. Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Get all the details on it. freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones to Adam in Philadelphia. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Adam?
All right. Well, this is my first time calling into the show. I've been listening for a while.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I used to be a diehard liberal.
Oh.
Now I'm libertarian, I'm proud to say.
Fantastic. What? How did you get to be a libertarian from being a diehard liberal?
Well, I mean, well, I don't know if I was really diehard, but, you know, pretty everything liberal. But, I mean, talking with my brother, who's been a libertarian for a while now, he kind of just has turned me on to some of the ideas. And then I found Free Talk Live a few months ago, and I've just been listening to the show every day. And, I mean, I'm pretty much an anarchist now, thanks to you, Ian.
Oh, jeez.
Excellent.
Yeah, I don't know.
My plan is working.
Well, anyways, I have an interesting story to tell you guys, a nice pop story from a few days ago.
Okay.
Me and three of my friends were driving around.
Wait, is this the muffler thing?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we did that yesterday, man.
You did that yesterday?
Yeah, we read your story yesterday.
Did you really?
You obviously have not caught up on your podcast.
No, I am a couple days behind on the podcast.
So now that you're here, okay, let's just recap this. You and your buddies were driving around. A cop pulled you over and harassed you. Allegedly, he pulled you over because your muffler was illegal. It was an aftermarket accessory, and he claimed that that was actually against the law. He actually claimed that all aftermarket accessories were against the law. Is that correct?
That's what he told me, yeah.
And you said you were going to go and do a little bit of digging. Now, Manwich and I, we thought that there's no way this was against the law, because if it was, he would have gone ahead and written you a ticket and, you know, gotten himself a little bit of money for the state. But he didn't do that. So we're thinking it probably there is no law on the books, and you were supposed to be investigating that. How did that come out?
Yeah, well, I went up to the police station, and I got two things out of that. First thing, the guy at the station there did tell me the number of the Rhode Island state law, whatever it is. I went and looked it up, and it sure enough says that it doesn't say that any aftermarket accessory, period, is illegal. It does say any aftermarket, I looked up the muffler law, it does say any aftermarket muffler that changes the sound level or, you know, something with the emissions or something like that, if it changes it in any way, then technically it is against the law.
I see.
Huh. I mean, it was very vague, but that's pretty much what it said.
Right. And it was your muffler, one of those kind of mufflers?
Yeah, it adds a little sound to it. It doesn't do anything else. But it's,
right.
So I guess, if this guy really wanted to get me, he probably could have written me up.
So he actually did do you a favor. He actually did let you off on that, huh?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Well, he was...
Here's the scary thing. I was also talking to the cop there. I don't know if you read this on the air last night. I should go catch up. But he asked all four of us in the car for our IDs.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he pulled me over, first thing, you know, he asked me for my registration and all that. And then he got the other three guys' IDs. I asked the officer at the station what the criteria are for asking for IDs. You know, do they have to look intoxicated? Do they have to look like they're up to something? Or is there even any criteria? He said he has to have no reasons whatsoever. He said now his two words of defense for that were Patriot Act.
Yeah, I suspect that's true.
He cited it directly. He said, thanks to the Patriot Act, you know, we're tightening down on things. We don't have to have any reason at all. We can ask you for identification.
Well, there was a Supreme Court case, and I think this is backing them up. Wasn't it the Supreme Court that decided that you have to show, or you have to identify yourself when asked to a police officer? I don't know if that means you have to actually show the ID, but when a cop asks for your name, for instance, you're supposed to give it to them, according to the Supreme Court. So, yeah, they do actually have some law backing them up on that.
Jeez.
Not that I agree with it. Not that, I'm for that or anything, but...
No, of course not. Well, I mean, I asked him, and he said... You know, yeah, if we see someone just walking around the streets, even at 2 o'clock in the morning, he said, you know, we can go up to them and ask them for their ID, and they have to show it to us.
Hmm. What if you don't have ID? Are they going to arrest you?
That's what I thought. I mean, is it now required by law to have some form of ID on you at all?
Doesn't sound very freedom-loving to me, does it?
No, really not. I mean, I asked the guy, I said, well, you wouldn't go up to someone and just harass them for their ID, and he said, oh, yeah, I've arrested people for not having ID on them.
Jeez.
This particular cop was willing to... I was standing there. My brother was standing there with me.
They're all brainwashed. I mean, they've all been just warped into thinking, not all of them, but there's a good chunk of them that are just totally into whatever it is the state says goes. Anything that's good for the government's good for America, and they don't even question these sorts of orders. They don't even question this behavior.
Yeah, I mean, it was insane. I was standing there. I had the most shocked look on my face, and this guy was just all proud to tell me, yeah, we're tightening down. We're doing good.
Right.
Yep. So we're pretty soon, son, we're going to be a police state. And if you give me trouble like this in 10 years, I'm going to kick your butt.
Yeah,
pretty much. I mean, I walk away from this, you know, just disappointed and disillusioned. Like, great, there's really nothing I can do about this.
Well, there is something you can do. You can join the Free State Project. When are you going to New Hampshire?
I haven't really planned on it yet. I graduate from college this year, and after that, I don't know. So
there's no better time to go, in my
opinion. It's not like you have to move the day after you sign up. You've got 5 years from the day that they get to 20,000, and who knows when that's going to be.
Well, that.
That's what are they up to right now? Don't they have like a couple thousand?
We're at actually almost 7,000.
7,000.
We're within 100, wow. I think, from being at 7,000. But Manwich, that's not exactly what they're encouraging these days.
That's not what they're encouraging, but let's face it. They need sign-ups. And the sooner they get sign-ups, and the sooner they get there. And I think that anybody who's sitting on the fence, go ahead and sign up. It's not like it's...
If it's something you think you'd like to
have
to
it in your immediate plan.
No, yeah, that's a good point, man.
It's not like what I'm going to have for dinner.
Exactly.
I don't have to know it that much.
And plus, the more sign-ups they get, the more fence sitters will go ahead and come off the fence
right.
and say, oh, okay, finally they made 10,000. All right, now I'll sign
up. Looks like they're really going to do it.
Right.
I guess I better sign up.
Right. So if it's something that
There's a lot of people that are sitting and watching this thing.
Yeah. If it's something you think you want to be a part of at some point within the next 10 years, sign up. And add your name to that list and get as many of your friends as possible. Because we're almost at 7,000. If every single one of these people that was members of the Free State Project could just recruit one or two other people, we'd be there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that exciting to me and Manwich. I'm sure we can transfer enough enthusiasm to one or two of our friends or family members and get them to come with us, because I've got almost all of my good friends coming with me to the Free State. If your friends care a little bit about liberty and freedom and don't like where we're going in this country, it wouldn't seem to be that difficult. I got to say...
There's nobody like Ian in getting somebody to sign up. I'll tell you, he must have gotten 10 people.
More, if not more. But I got to say, Adam, after college, what better time to make a move like that? Because you're not tied down by any obligations. You're not tied down. You don't own a house, do you?
Nope.
Okay, I mean, so there's not, like, anything there. There's not really anything holding you back beyond maybe just your feelings about leaving. You know, your attachment to where it is that you're at. And everybody has that to some extent. But, man, it really is, in my opinion, our best shot, Adam. And so we hope you'll give it some serious consideration.
Yep. And we're going to
do our best. I know. It's one of the options that I'm weighing out, you know, take a job where I want to go or, you know, try and be happy and maybe make a difference.
There's jobs everywhere. Really?
Oh, no, I know.
Right.
But, I mean, those particular jobs I'm looking for all the way down in Florida near you guys.
I understand. Well, this is where they come to die. All the old statists and authoritarians come down here to die. So yeah. I can't wait to get the hell out of Florida myself. Thanks for the call, Adam. We appreciate
Great.
Hearing
no problem.
From you, man. 800-259-5791. You know, at least the cop that he talked to did him the favor of answering his questions. At least he was being somewhat friendly.
Yeah.
It's hard to find bureaucrats that'll even answer questions or even want to talk to you. In fact, I want to see if I can dig this up. I actually had somebody email me a story about a tax collector in the Northwest who's removed the chairs from his office. He doesn't even want you to come in and talk to them anymore.
Most of them are just pitiless, soulless monsters.
It's sick stuff. We'll come up with that. Your calls as well about anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll free, 1-800-259-5791. Join us online at freetalklive.com and visit our auction. We're auctioning another banner on our website now, which, by the way, our web statistics this month have tripled.
Really? Why?
Yeah, MySpace. We've got a little MySpace account thing. You can go and visit it at myspace.freetalklive.com.
Are they downloading the show?
I presume that they are. We haven't had enough statistics quite yet. We've really been focusing on it for just a couple of weeks. But within as many weeks, like 3 weeks, our web statistics have tripled. So those banners might be worth a little bit extra. But we'll find out because we auction our banners at auction.freetalklive.com. Auction.freetalklive.com. You might get it for as little as $50. But then again, the last one we did went up to $150. So we'll see what happens. Auction.freetalklive.com. Place your bid. I think bidding started at $1. So, let's see here. Manwich, I've got a crazy story from Hugh up in the Northwest in Spokane, Washington. He says, stories about arrogant elected politicians are always a lot of fun. Here's one for you. It ties into the property tax issue. Ralph Baker, a Republican, is the Spokane County Assessor, an elected position in Spokane, Washington. Is it Spokane or Spokane?
Spokane is the word I've always used.
His job is to assess real property and collect property taxes. Over the last few years, like most of the country, Spokane County properties have been rising in value. In Washington State, your property may be reassessed whenever the county assessor gets around to it. As you probably have guessed, in times of rising property values, there's an incentive to reassess properties more frequently.
Yeah, and nobody wants their property reassessed.
Thereby raising more taxes for the state and local governments. This is essentially a hidden tax increase. Your property rises in value due to inflation and other economic factors. Therefore, your property gets reassessed at a higher level, and then you pay more property tax as a result. Voila! The state gets more tax revenue without the politicians having to vote for a tax increase. Well, anyway, back to Ralph Baker. This guy recently told his staff to avoid face-to-face contact with taxpayers, to rely on email and voicemail. In addition, he's told employees to stop helping senior citizens fill out property tax exemption forms. When taxpayers complain about the rising taxes, he has advised his staff to route the calls to another state agency that doesn't have anything to do with their taxes.
I knew they did that. I just knew that that's what they always did. It's always, you know, oh, this person's supposed to deal with it.
Right, passing the buck. Yeah. That happens with bureaucracies everywhere. Even whether or not they're instructed to pass the buck or not, they love to pass the buck. No bureaucrat wants to actually be held accountable even in the slightest form for right or wrong answers. And so they pass it along to somebody else.
Most tax collectors, in my experience, aren't actually government employees. They're like quasi-government. It's a guy that was given the power to collect taxes, and then he's to give it to the government.
Well, this guy was elected.
Okay.
Finally, he's removed chairs from the assessor's office to make it less comfortable for taxpayers visiting his office. In short, he doesn't want to deal with the people who pay his salary. Some people would argue that Ralph Baker is an exception to the rule. I would not. I believe he's the epitome of what both the Republicans and Democrats stand for, an elitist, statist view of the role of government. In other words, socialism. From Hugh. And then, in fact, he attaches a newspaper article which outlines all of this. So, this is for real. This guy actually doesn't want to have anything to do with serving his customers.
as though it's some sort of a service to tax people. I mean, they could at least make it look like they appreciate you. But no, this guy's pulling chairs out. And his excuse for this is he wants to cut costs. He wants to save taxpayer dollars by making it so you have to send them emails instead of having to come down and deal with people in person. That's maybe how he's positioning
agoraphobic?
Himself. I don't know.
Just he needs disturbing. To be unelected as quickly as possible.
Well, that and people just need to just stop putting up with this stuff. What, people are going to treat... They're going to steal your money, and they're going to treat you like this?
Yeah, it's terrible.
I mean, they used to at least give you a little bit of lube, mm-hmm. at least give you a chair to sit down in as mm-hmm. they take your money from you, your thousands of dollars every year. Now they're not even bothering with that.
Mm-mm.
Why should you bother to give it to them? Hmm? Why? Are they doing you a favor? Is that police service really that good? That fire protection? I mean, couldn't you cut a check to the police and firemen on your own, right? Do you have to go through the property tax process to pay these people? Am I being outrageous? Am I being anti-American? Is this crazy talk?
I really feel like, especially in the case of fire departments, that I think it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, but at least I can understand those services. Okay, I can understand that. Look, we've got the state monopolies. We've got the monopoly, at least around here, on our property tax bills, man, which some people actually get to choose their garbage men. But around here, we have the garbage that we have to pay for, garbage mm-hmm. collection. We've got to pay for a couple other item things. We've got the school thing, which I definitely don't want to pay for. We've got fire and police. Okay, fire, police, and garbage. Understanding that there's no other choices, I'm willing to pay for those services because I wouldn't want to be without fire protection. Okay, I wouldn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
But the school thing, I would like to be able to opt out of that. And in fact, Kat Dillon up in New Hampshire has done so. And it's coming up on almost a year now since she has refused to pay her school portion of her property taxes. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with her.
Well, I'll tell you, the government isn't quick to act on these kind of things. They want you to build up several years right. before they really come in and start looking for your taxes. Because what they'd rather do? Just take your property away from you and sell it.
That's right. Well, in this case, she's putting her trailer on the line, so it's not a huge deal. But it's still her home. It is where she lives.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a lot of courage, and I think a lot more people need to join in with her. And this is, of course, happening in New Hampshire. She's part of the New Hampshire Freedom Movement at nhfree.com. I'd love to see another 100 people refuse to pay the school portion of their property tax, or just refuse all out to pay property tax. And maybe call the police department and say, hey, I'd like to send you a check directly to retain your services, providing that's what you want to do.
Right.
You know, see, it'd be interesting to just have a bunch of people just say F you to their property taxes. We'll see what happens. Keep you informed on that stuff. 800-259-5791. You had something for me, man, which...
I do. I have a fun little article that I just know is going to be interesting to you.
Okay.
All right. In Fremont, California, a pack of angry chihuahuas attacked a police officer who was escorting a teenager home following a traffic stop. The officer suffered minor injuries, including bites to his ankle, on Thursday when the five chihuahuas escaped from the 17-year-old boy's home and rushed the officer in the doorway. This was via Fremont Detective Bill Veteran. The teenager had been detained after a traffic incident. Veteran said the officer was treated at a local hospital and returned to work less than 2 hours later. It was the third time this month a Fremont officer was bitten by a dog while on duty. Yep, attacked by a roving pack of chihuahuas. Like,
wow.
You can't make this stuff up.
No. Wait, how many were there?
Five.
Oh, my God.
Five chihuahuas broke free from this teenager's house and tried to save him from the awful law enforcement officer by biting him soundly in the ankle.
You know, I'm surprised we've seen police behavior in the past when it comes to family dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm surprised those chihuahuas didn't get boot to the head or crushed.
Step.
Or shot.
Shot.
Stunned. Tasered. Because we had that story a long time ago about the cop that just decided to take a shotgun to a family dog.
Yeah, just smoked a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this dog wasn't even attacking. This other dog that took a shotgun blast to the head wasn't even attacking the cops. So this kid should be feeling lucky that his chihuahua family is still alive. 800-259-5791 on the way. Jeffrey says, we're getting inconsistent.
Oh, my.
Uh-oh. We'll talk about that. You can contact us, 800-259-5791, and bring up anything you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. Moments remain here till 10 o'clock Eastern, so still time for your calls. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com, and get the archives. We've got months worth of the show, and we give them away to you. There's no membership fee, no registration, none of that. No hoops to jump through. You just got to go and get them right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. So we got an email from Jeffrey saying that we're getting terribly inconsistent, he says. He says you call a substitute teacher horrible for not passing on parents' lies to their kids. Santa doesn't exist. I never believed that he did, and I thought that kids who did believe he existed were freaking retarded. Now, what he's referencing is a story we talked about on Christmas Eve about a substitute teacher, government school substitute teacher, who came into a class and just let it loose that there was no Santa Claus.
Yeah, that guy was a real barrel of laughs.
And I gotta say, I agree with Jeffrey that I think Santa Claus is silly too. If I had kids, I would never teach them that lie. And I happen to agree that it's not. I don't think it's a good thing to do to kids. But I would never consider. Going into a room full of kids that were not my own and revealing something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something
doing a little parenting for the bad parents.
Right.
I don't think that's inconsistent.
That's none of my business at all, but let's go on with what he has to say. He says, I wouldn't go out of my way to tell kids that Santa wasn't real, but Santa is a god. He's a religion. Kids pray to him. He knows when you're sleeping, knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good, and he has magical powers. If you believe in separation of church and state, you can't be for Santa being promoted in a public school. St. Nicholas also has Catholic roots. All the more reason for him not to be taught in school. It's a Christian thing. I am a Christian, says Jeffrey. My kids have never believed in Santa. They always knew that the gifts under the tree came from us, and that they would give us lists of what they wanted. I would be ticked off, seriously, if they came home from school believing in Santa, or even worse, praying to him after or writing letters to him. From a Christian point of view, it's blasphemy, and I can't understand why so many confuse their children in this way. It weakens belief in Jesus. After all, if my parents had lied to me about Santa, what about God? I gotta say, that's a strong point. No doubt about it. And I'll agree with him that you probably shouldn't promote or deny Santa Claus in a public school, in a government-run school. So that's why I said that, if this was a private school, if this was, for instance, a Christian private school, and some substitute teacher came in there and flew off the handle about Santa Claus, she'd probably be fired. And rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
But he's making an interesting point. As a Christian who doesn't teach his kids about Santa Claus, how many Christians do you think are that way?
Oh, I'm sure that there's quite a few.
Really?
I wouldn't say it's a large percentage, but I think that there's some people that feel that Santa Claus detracts from
right.
Jesus, who was born in June.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, or whatever. I think it's all very strange, personally. You know, Christmas time is a nice time of year. Everyone should enjoy it. One of the cool little things about Christmas is that kids, you know, six and under, believe that there's a magic guy who comes in and delivers presents, and you know, they're at an age where they can believe in that kind of thing.
You know, for me it wasn't shocking when I found out, because I'd already figured it out, right?
I mean, I've pretty much gotten there myself.
I'd figured it out on my own, but I think there are a lot of kids that it's pretty darn tough when they find that information out, and it's a real shock to the system.
I don't know. I haven't seen any evidence of that. I suppose there is. Some kids are sensitive.
Anyway, he goes on to say, next, with the epic snow penis saga, you have joined the ranks of thought police. Manwich only said that he wasn't excited about the snow penis story, and you and your fellow thought police have reviled him. Not for anything he's done. You're just ticked at him for not feeling the same way as you. I don't know how Manwich could sit there and take the hypocrisy for so long. All this talk about freedom, freedom, freedom. As long as Manwich always gets excited about the things Ian gets excited about.
Well, I think Ian's a crackpot. That's why I can sit here and deal with it. I mean, like, that's where he's at for me.
800 to a crackpot who has had some influence over you. 800-259-5791.
You know, when logic is there, I'm willing to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you've got to make logical sense. And
I do make logical sense. What's illogical is supporting force on the part of the government.
Mm.
I just simply say, even where I don't know the answer, I just simply say, look, you need to find a better way to get what you want, whether it be protecting your intellectual property or whatever the issue is, or your police protection, whatever it is you are clinging to government for. I just think you need to find another way to do it.
I'm glad you fall on that side of the issue, right? Because it's nice to know where you're going to fall. I don't believe that.
All right. Here's another question from Jared. He emails in ftl@freetalklive.com. Says, if the free market could provide police protection, build and maintain roads, etc., well, then why didn't they do it? I mean, why did the government have to step in and get it done? Well, first off, they did. Police protection wasn't always provided by the government, nor were roads. Back in the day, this is what I'm talking about 150 years ago, but it's the truth.
I always wondered.
Roads used to be private.
Not necessarily private, but they were just sort of a common way. You know, like the government didn't really own them, it's just where the road was.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And
it was created on initiative. It was created by the people that were interested in doing that sort of thing. Government stepped in and took control of these things because they saw an opportunity to take power. Government loves to come in and seize control of everything they can possibly get away with seizing control with. And it's easy for the government bureaucrats to sell the perceived benefits to people. Oh, don't you worry. You won't have to worry about roads anymore. You won't have to worry about educating your children anymore. We'll take care of all that for you. People like having responsibility abdicated from themselves. People like the idea of not having to worry about taking care of mom and dad when they get old, so there's Social Security for you. People like the idea of not having to make decisions for themselves. So this is how government comes in and subsumes more power and takes more power. They've been doing it for decades and hundreds of years. It's just that people weren't paying enough attention and didn't know enough, Jared, to say no. Stay away from my roads and police. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-5791 is the number, and we still have time for your call if you make it now, because we're only here till 10 o'clock Eastern. Tomorrow night, we're live. We were debating whether or not we were going to be live, but we have found our savior. We've got a board op who's coming in. Jason is going to be here to help us out tomorrow night. So we're going to be here from 8 till 10 o'clock on New Year's Eve. So join us for the live show tomorrow night. We are, of course, streaming it, as always, at freetalklive.com, and we'll be on over a dozen radio station affiliates around the country.
It's big time.
Yeah. All right, so just wanted to remind you about that. Plus, don't forget to amp the show, amp.freetalklive.com. Your amp dollars, $3 a month, helps us do a lot, man. Which, what does it help us with?
Advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. It helps us to gain more listeners, mm-hmm. get the attention of program directors mm-hmm. through advertising and whatever means we use. Helps us with our consultant. A consultant that is telling us how to take over the broadcasting world.
It's a big help to the show, and it gets us more people listening, and that's the most important thing. More people coming across the message of freedom and liberty could only help America and the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. And so for $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live out. Amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get some perks, some perquisites, if you will. You get access to the classic archives that we are releasing only to amplifiers. You get a special area on the forum dedicated to you. You've got a call-in line dedicated to amplifiers. So get all the details on that and our final goals for the program. When we reach our final goal, we're going to cut back on commercial time by 25% on the show. We're serious about this stuff. So get all the details, amp.freetalklive.com. Speaking of ignorant Americans, speaking of people that really need to get the message of freedom and liberty, Gallup has posted its most admired men and women. Guess who the most admired man in America is?
Can't be George Bush.
It's George Bush.
Can't be.
In fact, Gallup had actually polled Americans, asking them to name without prompting the man and woman whom they admired most. So they didn't give them a list, which is how some polling organizations would do it. They'd, you know, pull together a list of 10 different choices and then say, oh, of this list, who do you admire most? No, they just simply said, hello, we're doing a poll. Who do you admire most?
George Bush. I admire George Bush.
19% of Americans mentioned George W. Bush. 5%, number two, mentioned old Bill Clinton. And, of course, they split it down by Democrats and Republicans, and when you split it down, Republicans mentioned George Bush. 44% of Republicans mentioned him. 13% of Democrats mentioned Bill Clinton, and 11% of independents mentioned George Bush. Now then, who's the most admired woman in America?
Not Laura Bush.
No, it's not Laura Bush. She ranked at number four.
Thank God.
Followed by Condoleezza Rice at number three. Oprah Winfrey pulling in the number two slot.
Condoleezza Rice is nothing but George Bush's sycophant. She would say whatever it takes,
of course,
to protect that guy and to see the administration's agenda pushed forward. Not truth, whatever it takes, you know?
Hillary Rodham Clinton, number one. 13% of respondents.
She'd say whatever it took, too.
Right. You know what's the saddest part about
this? She doesn't portray it as much as Condoleezza.
The saddest part about this is this hero worship. This worship of politicians that we have in this country. Oh, well, the most admired. And there's actually some people on this list worth admiring. Martha Stewart, for instance. Somebody who's built an empire from scratch. You know, somebody who has actually provided a product or a service to other people. But no. Hillary Rodham Clinton and George W. Bush are the most admired man and woman in this country. What does that say about us? Worshipping these political hacks, these people that want nothing more than to control your life. We're coming back tomorrow night for the New Year's Eve edition of Free Talk Live. It's been Ian here with you.
And man,
see you tomorrow, 8 o'clock Eastern.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.